Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Relationships Really Do Matter podcast. This is your host, Elvity Ricketts, and we're on part three of this dissecting the settling piece. We're dissecting this. So part one, we talked about, are you settling? Part two, we talked about, why are you settling? And part three, we're going to talk about how to stop settling in relationships. Now, I know that settling is comforting because it's an easy excuse for you to just accept things as they are, because it does not challenge you to do anything more than what you are doing. When you settle, it makes things at ease for you. You don't have to think hard, you don't have to try hard, and you don't have to do no more than what you're doing. You're just in a place of contentment. And like I said before, there's a difference between being content and settling, okay? It's your mindset, your intentions. Like, are you being intentional about where you are? And because you're intentional, you have mastered the plan. You know where you want to be. You're right where you want to be in your comfort zone, meaning that you have mastered, you know, your relationship to the point where you see it going in the direction that you would like it to be going. Therefore, you are content. However, the other content where you're being mediocre is that you're not actually putting any effort forward. You're not putting any effort. You're not trying to change any circumstances. And you know that it's not comfortable. It's not pleasing. It's not satisfying. It's not even what you desire. But you choose to be content with that. So that's the mediocre, and that's the way of just settling. I'm going to settle for this. Although it's not what I want, I don't have what I want, I'm not experiencing what I desire, but I'm content. And we can give ourselves an excuse so easily to say, I'm good, it's okay, I'm fine where I am. But when you really dig deep into that, it really can turn your stomach upside down when you really think about how content you're being and what you are missing out on. So the question I want to challenge you to ask yourself and become very curious with this is that, what are you missing out on when you're settling? What opportunities in a relationship are you missing out on by settling right where you are? And you're settling, everybody could be settling in a relationship for many different reasons. It's not the same. One may be, I'm settling with a man that he loves me, but he doesn't support me the way I desire or I need to be supported. Or another woman could be in a relationship with a very supportive husband, but the love that she feels, it's missing. She doesn't feel loved, even though he supports her. And you might question, like, how can that be? How can you be, he can support you, but you don't feel love? Well, this is how. A man may be financially providing you with everything that you need and you desire and you want. But when it comes to you feeling seen, you feeling heard, you feeling appreciated, it may not be the case. He might put the check on the table and say, I'll be home later on tonight. You might say, hey, I would like this new bag. And he say, here the money. I'll be home tonight. It'll be late. I'll see you when I get home. Tell the kids good night. And that's it. You don't feel like he truly sees you and appreciates you and adores you for who you are in his life. So just keep that on top of mind, because those are things that you really need to be able to identify with to understand your dynamics of why are you settling, how you can be settling. And now the question I ask you is, well, what I'm challenging you challenging you with at this time is how to stop settling. And you may be thinking right now, oh, I got to leave this relationship. And not necessarily. So don't think just because you make a decision to stop settling that you got to automatically divorce the man, leave the relationship, pack the bags, put them out, shut the door, you know, whatever. But opportunity. Choosing you is an opportunity. And you get to see the love, the support, the care that he may not have completely showed up. And there's a greater opportunity for him to see, to open up, to be open-minded, to see where he's comfortable. Because sometimes you can be in a relationship with a man that he really do love you. He really do care for you. And he really do want to support you and make you feel all these wonderful things that you desire to feel. But he's so comfortable where he's at or what he's been doing and how he's been living his life that he may not even see himself. That I haven't been showing her that I'm completely supportive of her, or I have not been there for her to show her my expression of love completely. And I thought I was doing it all. When I come home, I cook her dinner, but that's all I've been offering her, and she needs more of me. Well, I haven't been, you know, we haven't been intimate, or I haven't asked her how she feels, what she needs in this relationship. So it can go on and on and on from there. And it's not necessarily meaning that the man doesn't love you or he doesn't care. It just means that sometimes there needs to be room for an opportunity for him to become, I love to say this, for him to become the man that you desire him to be. Him to become the man that he desires to be for you. And it can look like so many things at so many different instances. Like, it can be so many different things, and you really don't know how complete your relationship can be when you begin to open up the gates. Have the tough conversations, share your emotions, imprint something on his heart. And a lot of times we don't know how to imprint, put an imprint, a stamp on his heart to open him up. Because a lot of times men are just doing what they normally know how to do. They're not caught up in their emotions like women are. They're not, you know, they're not all this, you know, like cuddle buddy. Now, I'm not going to say that because I want you to really understand what I'm saying, because some men love to cuddle. They're not so soft and so tender and so caught up in everything because they're being men. They're working hard. They're trying to take care of their family. They have so much other things and responsibilities that they're carrying. Sometimes they just get lost with the part about the nurturing piece of the emotion. Like, because how many men do you know that are really, and there are some out here, so don't let me discourage any of you women that to think that there's not a man that's emotionally in touch and will share his emotions, because there are plenty. But what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say, and I hope I'm saying this right, is that a lot of men, they move forward quickly. If there's an issue that's bothering you, that's challenging you, they hear you and then they move on. They try to, okay, I heard her, let me do this. But for you, as a woman that's so emotionally attached, so nurturing, so loving, so caring, so gentle, you all those things, you want to spend some time in that. And sometimes he misses that. Baby, you want to talk? Okay, let's talk. And he hears you and then he's ready to move forward. But you really want to explore, and he may not be as open and as curious as you are. So sometimes men may need help and support to understand where we're coming from. Like, sometimes we can't just feed them everything. Sometimes we have to give them little nuggets and let them find their way to explore, to figure out, oh, I didn't realize that. Because sometimes when we pour all these things into them and on their heart, and put it in their spirit, sometimes it gets confusing and it's like overload, overkill. And sometimes they become like, okay, she's asking for too much, or just give it to me simple. Just keep it simple. That's what they need. Tell me what it is that you need. How can I do it? How can I support you? And sometimes you just need to say the word, sweetie, I just need you to do the laundry. Because if you say, well, sweetie, I get home from work, I have to tend to the kids, I have to cook the dinner, I have to clean the house, I have to do all this stuff for work, I have to catch up on this and I have to do this, I got to get my hair done. You overload. He doesn't understand that. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. You remember that? We speak in pink language, they speak in blue language. We're emotional, they are just pretty much direct, specific. So we have to keep it simple. And we have to realize who our men are. Because every man is not the same, okay? Every man do things differently in their relationship. So don't try to compare your relationship to someone else's relationship, your husband to somebody else's husband, your spouse to somebody else's spouse. Don't do that. You're doing a disservice to us all because it doesn't work like that. Your partner has his own way of thinking, being, behaving, doing, all of those. His patterns are different. You learn his patterns. You learn how to communicate in his language, the way that that resonates with him. Once you begin to pay attention to his words, the things, how he moves, how he patterns things. I mean, he has a pattern. And if you learn the pattern and you understand how he do things, you can really understand how to get his attention. You can understand how to talk to him better. It's so many different little bitty things in there that we can learn. That they're speaking, men are speaking every day to us what their needs are, but we're not listening because we're looking for something big. He might just come in and say something simple and say, you know what, I wish that you would come home a little earlier sometimes. And you may be just in there talking all this jargon and having this conversation and saying, well, you know, I have to work late all the time. And he might have just said it in gentle words and you missed it because he's just said it. He's told you what his needs are. So that's the same thing I'm trying to get you to open your mind with when it comes down to your desires. How do you stop settling? And the way you stop settling is that you create a plan of action. You get clear on the things that you want, the things you need, and then you also find your happy place, what really lights you up. Because you need all of those. You need fun, excitement. You need all those things to keep the relationship in a great place, in a positive place, you know, because there are going to be enough hard times for you to actually deal in that. But the biggest thing is understanding, how do I get my partner to change? And the biggest confusing part of this is that you don't have to so much focus on the man. You need to focus on yourself and listen to the things that he's saying. And when you begin to create that type of pattern, where you begin to listen and focus in on you, listen to what he's saying, understand his patterns, understand his behaviors, familiarize yourself with this man, but also understand who you are and focus in on you being a better person, you being the person that gives yourself more of what you need. Then it will illuminate outwardly and it will begin to change. It's just like putting salt in water. The water is not going to stay neutral anymore. If you put more salt in it, it becomes more salty, it becomes more acidic, I guess. However you want to word it. I don't know the science behind it, but I'm just saying, you have a pH level, you add something acidic in it, it changes it. Or if you have something that's more alkaline and you put more acid in, it becomes more acidic. So that's how you change the trajectory of what you're experiencing in your relationship. And then when you begin to see how you've been showing up and how he's been responding and reacting to the changes that you're making, you begin to be able to dissect and see what's working, what's not working, what's confusing, what's challenging. But it takes you doing the work and putting some things into place, but you actually have to get clear on what it is that you want to establish for yourself. And if you don't do that, you don't understand the dynamics of how change can occur, what you would need to do, because you have to understand the person that you're in relationship with to understand if he even is built for that. He may not even be built for the things that you're desiring. Why are we trying to change these men when we already have made the decision to go in relationship with them? You can't change who he is. You cannot change who he is. He's already shaped and formed. The only thing you can do is try to influence it. Anybody, a stimulus is what it is. You put a cat in front of a dog, I think the cat will run, the dog will follow, he'll chase, right? It's a stimulus, it's a stimuli. So the only thing you can do is try to put positive things in front of your partner. Pattern yourself after the positive. Focus on being the best version of yourself and let him follow. Whether it drives him more toward you or drives him away from you, but the positive will outweigh the negative. And the thing that you don't have to worry about, if you're settling and you are in a relationship that makes you totally unhappy, if the positive turns him off, then you have to ask yourself, do I really want to be in this type of relationship anyway? Changes for the good are just what they are. Be ready to accept the changes that you are doing. And I will see you on the next podcast. Thank you.